Welcome to this AJKD interview. This journal features narratives called In a Few Words, which gives voice to the personal experiences that define kidney disease. Recently, Dr. Leka Tamalapalli wrote a piece titled 3 Hours, 3 Days a Week, where she discusses how the acute dialysis unit allowed her to be even more present to her patients. I sat down to interview her recently. You can read her entire piece at ajkd.org. Welcoming Dr. Leka Tamalapalli, who is a fellow at UCSF. She's doing her an extra year of research fellowship. So welcome, Leka. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So really love this piece on In a Few Words in AJKD. And I definitely encourage everyone to go read it. We'll link it to this page. But let's start by kind of getting to know you a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about why you went into nephrology?
Yeah, so you know, I think I made the decision to enter nephrology during my intern year when I did a renal elective during my residency at Mount Sinai Hospital. And there were great educators, and I really enjoyed the analytical aspects of nephrology. So just thinking about hyponatremia, acid base, you know, looking at the numbers, making changes in you know, the fluids that you were administering and seeing the day-to-day changes in the hospital. But, you know, throughout this time, I also had an interest in quality improvement and kind of more systems-wide changes in policy. And I think throughout my fellowship, I have kind of melded both those interests together and have become more interested in CKD and ESRD and looking at kind of population health and quality of care in those aspects. So, you know, I think my interests in nephrology initially were more into electrolytes and acid base, but I find, you know, the chronic disease management really, really interesting in CKD and ESRD.
Yeah, I think, you know, so many of us kind of are drawn to nephrology because of the numbers and, like you said, the analytical side. I was a chemistry major myself, and, you know, one of the few chemistry majors out of like a whole ocean of bio majors. And, you know, likewise, I just really like the numbers and balancing the equations and, you know, you calculate the deficit, you give that, and then the numbers all improve. But likewise, I think, you know, as we evolve as a field, there's so much more to nephrology than just that, even though that is probably what is the initial spark for so many of us.
Yeah.
And I think your piece kind of like shows that really nicely. It's a glimpse essentially into the world of outpatient dialysis, which is not typically the side of our field that maybe that say attracts trainees. But your piece goes into this, and so maybe let me ask, what would you say to trainees who might be interested in nephrology but don't really find the whole idea of chronic dialysis management very appealing?
Yeah, I mean, I despite my interest in nephrology early on in residency, I still didn't have much exposure to outpatient dialysis for sure. And even the hospitalized patients, you know, when they receive dialysis, they kind of get whisked away, and sometimes you don't visit them in the acute dialysis unit, so you really don't know all of the intricacies. So, you know, I'd really just say that even in residency, even with a stated interest in nephrology, you'd be surprised the world that's out there and how little exposure you actually have. So I, the piece is actually about an acute dialysis unit when I was on the consult service, but I think the ideas definitely apply on the outpatient side in chronic dialysis as well.
Mm-hmm. I want to read maybe a quote from the piece, which is a short narrative piece, really easy to read. Again, I encourage the listeners to check it out. So you're talking about the time spent kind of charting amongst the dialysis unit and several patients around you. And this is a quote from the piece. One day I listened to a patient who suffered a subdural hemorrhage gagging on his thick secretions. We called the respiratory therapist who performed deep suctioning, but the gagging persisted. I paged the team, quote, "Our patient in dialysis has a lot of secretions, RT suctioned, consider more frequent suctioning. Thanks, renal." How can a 117 character message convey the experience of listening to him struggle with his secretions for 3 hours, an experience that the family must endure for 24 hours. And so that's a lovely example of basically, you know, you are so present to these patients for extended periods of time, which is so rare in this day and age where we're kind of bustling between patients. Like, you know, 10 minutes with one patient actually seems like a luxury sometimes. And now you're talking about 3 hours at a time.
Yeah. You know, you read that very nicely. It sounds great when you read it. But yeah, I'd love to talk about kind of the, how I came up with the idea in writing this piece, which came from my experiences last year as a first year nephrology fellow. And so I was on the consult service, the acute service of our public hospital, San Francisco General. And as I talk about there, our computer station is located in the acute dialysis unit where all the hospitalized patients are receiving dialysis. And I noticed that when I was interviewing for fellowship programs, that seemed to be a common scenario amongst many other programs. And so what was interesting to me is that was actually a new experience for me, spending those 3 hours alongside the patient. I had never had that experience working on the computer right next to the patients before, because in medical school and residency, I don't know how it was for you, typically we round on our patients in the morning, and then sometimes you go back in the middle of the day, but otherwise for the majority of the day now, you're just physically separated from the hospitalized patients in these isolated resident workrooms. Abraham Verghese talks about this in much of his writing, the eye patient, you know, this computerized patient. So prior to my experience in this acute dialysis unit, I hadn't experienced being around patients during the workday for the majority of the hours of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned Dr. Verghese, who I believe is at Stanford, and I know him and many others are really trying to get doctors back to the bedsides of patients. I mean, ACGME is doing this with an initiative to try to kind of break down these barriers that are preventing physicians from spending more times with their patients. So I don't really know that much about it, but it sounds like something that needs to be done for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a great initiative. I think they host resident proposals from trainees about innovative ways that they're thinking at their institutions to spur how clinicians can get back to the bedside. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, we need to reflect more about how our workspaces are changing our workflows and how that really impacts all the work that we do on a daily basis in ways that we don't understand and that are not always studied. And so some of the studies that that I touch upon are looking at geographic location of teams. So, you know, medicine residency teams, when you house them on a particular floor, often that's really logistically challenging for a lot of residency programs. But the studies that have looked at this shows that improves communication to patients, to nurses, to other staff, and it can improve physician satisfaction and even productivity. So I think that how we structure our physical spaces is really important for the patient care that we provide.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes so much sense. It's not something that we think about all that much. I mean, I remember, you know, as a resident, let's say, you know, on whatever service you're running between, sometimes not even just different floors, but even different hospitals or different buildings. And if you could just be physically present, like you said, if you had a dedicated space, it would not only make such a meaningful difference for the physician and the patient, but also with every other healthcare provider, every other interprofessional aspect of it, you know, communication with nurses, and you get to know the pharmacists and the therapists and everyone on the team on that floor. It would really be ideal if that could be the way it was set up.
Yeah, I've always wondered, you know, those patients that are on the other side of the campus, and you know, you'd have to think that they get worse care. And then even just any type of barrier to seeing your patient, you know, putting on the isolation gowns, and I mean, doing all that is very important, but you know, just removing any barrier that we can to seeing our patients. I think there's a lot of pros to that. There are, you know, other considerations. So privacy and I think privacy considerations deserve a broader discussion within dialysis, because in dialysis units, patients don't get privacy for really important conversations. So I think whenever we are changing any of our workspaces, we really need to think critically about the impact that that's having on patient care. You know, the transition to single patient rooms is, I think, really great for patients and for patient satisfaction. But, you know, if you have closed doors in the entire unit and things are physically very separated, that might have unintended consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because you think about contact precautions as it's something that's necessary for safety, but you're absolutely right. It makes it harder to see patients. I mean, there's so many things that make it hard to see patients at times. And I'm not saying that, you know, I mean, there's actually a debate. I wasn't even aware that, you know, should contact precautions for MRSA and VRE even exist? I guess there's some data even in the debate between infectious disease, whether or not that's necessary per se. But it certainly is a barrier at times to gown up and be able to see a patient like that.
Yeah, I mean, I had never experienced less of a barrier sitting in that dialysis unit because, you know, usually just thinking about the patient experience of being in the hospital, if you want to talk to your doctor, there's so many barriers between you and your physician, and being able to do that, you know, pressing the call button, getting the nurse to page the doctor, we have to call back. You know, there's so many delays. Whereas, I really liked that they had direct access to me and that they could just say, you know, hey doc. And then I would just come right over. It was just so much easier for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that brings up another nice point, because, you being physically present there allows you to really see what is important to the patients and, you know, what makes things good, bad, bearable, unbearable for them. And so that's obviously something that's being talked about more, I think, not only in nephrology, but kind of in healthcare in general, which is this move towards patient-reported outcomes. So what matters to our patients, we know, is things like pain control and are they sleeping and, you know, how is their mood feeling? And that's so different and in contrast to the typical quality outcome measures that we focus on, like phosphorus and hemoglobin and PTH. And so, again, to be able to understand those things for your patients, you can't just look at a sheet of paper and analyze the data. You actually have to be there with them to know how are they feeling.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And you know, I think all of these types of measures, I think that now there's very broad acceptance of everything. I think before there was, you know, some skepticism of what was then called patient satisfaction and, you know, whether this really correlates with clinical outcomes and those sorts of things. But I think now people are really paying attention to this and are starting to collect more of these measures. You know, on the dialysis side, there's the ICH CAP survey, the patient experience survey, you know, the previous the health related quality of life surveys. So I think all of these are really important. And yeah, just thinking about the patient experience of trying to talk to your doctor in the hospital, because you're sitting there and you don't know when you're being discharged, when the surgery is happening. So I think that also comes to how we can, again, use these physical workspaces and the EHR more thoughtfully to, you know, to try to come up with how we can communicate to the patient in the hospital.
Right. Yeah. I mean, EHR gets a lot of maybe deserving of the negative spotlight, but it's not going anywhere. And we have to just think about how to be efficient with it and how to make it work for us and how to not make it be a barrier for us actually interacting with our patients. And again, I think that just goes back to your piece, which is how your experience in the dialysis unit actually was like a silver lining to the EHR. You were forced to chart there, and then you were present to your patient for extended periods of time.
Yeah. The transition to EHR, you know, has really, really changed our workflows in ways that I think, yeah, again, we haven't studied and we don't fully, we definitely see it and live it, you know, how much our workflows have changed. But yeah, I think the EHR, it has a lot of problems with documentation burden and user interface, but it has brought a lot of good in terms of medication errors and patient safety. So yeah, I agree that it's a reality, that it's here to stay, and you know, we are spending so much time on the computer. So I enjoyed doing that kind of alongside the patient, like in parallel, not always directly interacting with the patient, you know, getting my work done, but being there and being able to chat with them. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, absolutely. Any final words that you want to pass on to our listeners?
You know, NEF Madness is coming up.
Sure. NEF Madness is coming up. By the time this actually posts, NEF Madness will probably be here. Oh, I have one plug, I guess. You know, you and I have worked together in Nephrology Social Media Collective. I mean, I think last year when you were going through it as an intern, I was one of your mentors. So
yeah, it's a fantastic experience.
Yes, absolutely. So definitely, there's a vibrant world in nephrology, not only in the actual field within the hospitals and dialysis units, but also in social media, so be sure to check that out. Yeah. Leika, thanks so much. Really appreciate you joining us, and thanks for writing such a lovely piece about a lovely piece for the journal.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity to speak about it.